The protests are hitting home. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Abortion advocates made their way to the Maryland homes of two Supreme Court justices last night, Chief Justice John Roberts and Conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Keep abortion safe and legal. Keep abortion safe and legal.
The activists who are angry over a leaked draft opinion that overturns Roe v. Wade are expected to hold more demonstrations today.
The pro-choice group Ruth Sent Us wrote on Twitter, quote, "Stand at or in a local Catholic church Sunday, May 8th. Rise Up for Abortion Rights has planned days of protests starting today, specifically at churches, and said some may participate in die-ins or be seen wearing handmade tail costumes."
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. As the fighting in Ukraine enters an 11th week, Russian forces are pounding areas in the south.
President Zelensky issued a very important message to the Ukrainian people. He said, do not ignore the air raid sirens. This is your life. And it's because the war is raging across the country, particularly there in Mariupol, that besieged port city.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, Russia is hoping to capture Mariupol before tomorrow's Victory Day celebrations, but Ukrainian fighters who remain in the bunkers of a steel plant are resisting. A virtual meeting of G7 leaders will happen later this morning. President Biden will take part from Delaware. The president of Ukraine will also join.
On Monday, the president will sign the Lend-Lease Act into law, facilitating the shipment of more weapons to Ukraine. The same approach was first used by the U.S. during World War II.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A new leader has been elected in Hong Kong. John Lee is backed by Beijing. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Toxicology and blood tests will be performed on three American tourists who died while vacationing in the Bahamas. A fourth person is hospitalized. A Bahamian official says the bodies of two men and a woman were found Friday at a Sandals resort. Two of the victims had sought medical treatment the night before. Foul play is reportedly not suspected. The State Department says it's closely monitoring the investigation. Another tourism hotspot marred by more violence.
A vacationer's nightmare in Mexico. One person was killed, six others wounded in shootings on a main boulevard in Mexico's Caribbean coast resort of Cancun. A suspect was detained in relation to the attack, which did not take place in the resort's hotel zone. The shootings occurred on an avenue lined with restaurants and bars a bit further inland. But it's the latest instance of violence that's tarnished Cancun's reputation as a laid-back getaway. The Caribbean coast, Mexico's top tourism moneymaker, has been hit by uncontrolled violence over the past several months. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News.
What most people never do once, an experienced mountain climber has done 26 times. A Nepalese Sherpa guide has scaled Mount Everest again. He was joined by other Sherpas who fixed ropes along the route for other climbers. May is the best month to climb the world's highest peak. A long shot crossed the finish line first at the Kentucky Derby.
A stunning upset at this year's Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike charging the rail in the closing strides, passing favorite Epicenter and Zandon with an 80-1 win. Jockey Sonny Leon guiding Rich Strike from far back in the 20-horse field, winning by 3/4 of a length. The payout, almost $164 to win. The biggest payout since 1913 at nearly $185.
Fox's Ann Carrick. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.